Meet Hibaj Bore.
I'm 37, married. I have two children, a boy and a girl. I've been in France for 2.5 years.
And here is Arjeta Joni.
I'm an Albanian language and literature teacher. I'm 33 years old and arrived in France on September 8th, 2013.
Arjeta and Hibaj are both Albanian refugees resettled to Saint-Lô, a small town close to the German and Swiss borders. Due to security reasons, they prefer not to reveal why they fled their country. Out of the city's 3,500 inhabitants, about 100 are asylum seekers. Many now come from Syria, but they also come from Kosovo, Russia, or, like Hibaj and Arjeta, Albania. They are usually fleeing war, starvation, or persecution. In addition to this, Hibaj could not visit her father before he died 4 months ago. That is a lot to deal with psychologically, says Saint-Lô's mayor Thierry Bordeaux.
Sometimes we even encounter problems of a psychiatric nature in families who already have gone through tragedies in their lives, and when they leave their country, it can be in very challenging conditions. This psychological welcoming is still, in my opinion, something to be improved, so that we can really allow them to thrive faster in our country.
And while Arrieta's asylum request has just been granted, Hibaj is not done yet.
I still don't have legal papers. I'm waiting, and I'm hoping it will come one day.
Her nervous laugh hides a deeper anxiety. Procedures to become legalized are becoming increasingly clogged and can take up to 2 years or more. It all begins with the OFPRA, the French Office for the Protection of Refugees and the Stateless, which is in charge of examining the legitimacy of asylum requests. Then, the French Ministry of the Interior determines how and where asylum seekers are to be resettled. In that process, Mayor Bordeaux says that, by law, he's out of the loop.
It is all dealt with internally, between the state services and private and public landlords. I guess it could be explained by a kind of mistrust of local powers, which would not deliberately want to welcome that many refugees if they had a say in it.
Not every request is granted, though, because of insufficient proof of danger to the asylum seekers in their home countries, for instance. Critics say the OFPRA even turns down valid requests. According to the French newspaper Les Echos, while other European countries grant 45% of asylum requests, France grants only 22% of them. So, what becomes of these denied refugees?
Then, families can be taken back to the border, but it is not always implemented, because on a human level, when you have to deal with families with children, it is always complicated to use the public force to expel these families. So in general, the state lets things run their course.
We are now at Saint-Lô's Primary School with headmistress Anna Brace. She tells me about the online state database called CASNAV, which provides official documents translated into the refugees' language. But she admits she doesn't use it often.
I think that to integrate them, nothing's better than approaching them directly and talking to them, even if it's in broken English, even if they don't understand 100% of the conversation. I think it's better to create a human bond than give them a piece of paper, very well written in their language, sure, but which once again places a barrier. So with them, we've erased all written communication, and we try to choose them in priority for school trips. It's a way to show them their value.
Refugees take French classes 4 times a week, and their lodgings are close to the city hall and primary school, which facilitates their social integration. That way, as Arjeta and Hibaj are finding, other parents interact easily and keep them and other refugees in the loop.
There is everything here. A lot of solidarity. A lot of people help asylum seekers. There are also many more activities for children here. We found a lot of good things in Saint-Lô.
Their children don't find it too hard to make new friends, in spite of language. But in the classroom, French remains their biggest challenge. So in Saint-Lô, an external part-time teacher comes twice a week to help refugee children study according to their needs. This proves to be efficient. After only a few months, they can integrate a normal class. For now, Hibaj hopes to be legalized soon. And as for Arjeta, she wishes to continue working with children, just like she did in Albania. In the meantime, the European Commission now wants to reform the current system to standardize and streamline procedures across Europe to make it easier for everyone. For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.